The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3. We also look at careers and lifelong learning on top of the labor market here in Singapore. Now, Steve Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is one of the most read self-help books. It says, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. Ergo, your thoughts are perhaps the beginning of everything that will happen to you. Now, Eileen Chang is founder of Thoughts Equal Results, and sounds like she believes this. In fact, she'll tell us ways our thoughts and, I imagine, subsequent action can get us out of debt or get that promotion we've all been wanting. So, Eileen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Abby.
Briefly explain what you're saying. Thoughts equal results and how it works.
So you become what you think about all day long, even what you think about unconsciously. That means what you believe. So you see, you and I, or at least I, was brought up with a belief that if you want to do a business, you want to be a business owner, you have to get some formal education, like I did my MBA. But that doesn't mean you become a business owner, right? Because you might not believe that you can, although you may have the formal education. So the thing is that we have two minds. The conscious mind, the thinking mind, that we go to school, we gain all the knowledge. And we have the second mind that's called a subconscious mind. The thinking mind allows us to think. We can accept, we can reject, we can originate ideas. The minute an idea is accepted, it goes in our subconscious mind, whereby it cannot reject, it can only accept. And neuroscientists say that 95% of our brain activity is due to unconscious awareness. That means it lies in our subconscious mind, and that dictates our results. So, and if you notice, we're actually creature of habit. We wake up every morning, we get a routine, we do that day in, day out. That gives our results. So what I really teach is about these two minds, and I go very much deeper into the subconscious mind.
So there are things we can do to maybe change your subconscious mind. Oh. Is no longer just the easy phrase of, you've got to just change your mind, Howie. It's the subconscious mind that we're talking about. And that's going to take time, I assume.
Yes, definitely takes time. Yes.
So how is this different from, say, meditation and mindfulness, which also talks about, say, calming the mind, that way you can perform better, you can not react to things, but respond better?
Mm. Yes. So let me clarify first. Meditation, I learned from an abbot, like a monk. He said that it's like a breathing technique. You breathe in a very nice rhythm as if you're a baby. Okay? Mindfulness, from a dictionary, it says it's about a mental state of focusing on your present awareness, and you acknowledge your feelings, you acknowledge your thoughts, your body sensation. So like you say, both of these techniques, the ideal outcome is to decrease your heart rate, you get a bit less stress, you're more emotionally better, feeling better. So the whole idea is to give you clarity, right? Because our mind, our conscious mind, we are bombarded with our five senses. We see, hear, smell, taste, touch. And it's like loads of information coming to us from the TV, the radio, social media. So that means there are lots of ideas bombarding our conscious mind. So using meditation and mindfulness, it gives you clarity and it's complementary to what I teach, because once you are clear with what you want, the ideas that you accept goes in your subconscious mind.
All right. Let's say, it's sounding as well that the subconscious is where your unconscious biases also reside. Why you feel a certain way about somebody, about something, about a situation.
Mm.
How challenging is it to get in there to change that? I feel a bit scared, to be honest. The mind does many things to protect its subconscious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think the mind so-called protects us because when we're a baby can't think in the first few years, in the formation years, right? So all the ideas were planted into the baby, and that forms his or her belief. Right? So to change a belief, this is whereby we are trying to undo certain beliefs that you have. And some of these beliefs that we have may not have any foundation, right? We just believe as it is, right? So as long as you understand that the beliefs that you have gives you your current results, and if you're not happy with your results, your current results, and if you want to change, it's just about making a decision whereby I want to create a new habit, a new belief to give me a better result.
Let me try and wrap my head around it. So it's almost as though the conscious mind is going to try and tell the subconscious over repetition, over time, let's change this belief.
Yes.
I will bring up an example that I have, that I got from my mom. And she is very thrifty, big time saver. She talks about, why do you need to spend money? The money's not going to bite you if you leave it in your pocket, kind of thing. So I have taken on some of those kinds of beliefs.
Yes.
I am very risk averse when it comes to, say, investing, etc. Right. So how on earth can that mindset change? Because when it comes to, say, I've talked to, say, personal finances or who've come to me and said, look, you know what, you could do something with your money. And then immediately I feel like I'm starting to sweat. So that seems like an uphill task to try and change that particular belief.
Correct. So when you want to change a particular belief, there's only two ways. It has to come from an emotional impact. That means, for instance, today, if there's a family emergency, right, and you need lots of funds to get things going, okay, you will definitely go to do whatever the financial planner asks you to do, right? You have let go of your mom's idea about being thrifty, right? That's when the emotional impact comes, right? Another is whereby you logically ask yourself, based on my current beliefs, am I happy where I am? Right? Am I happy in my financial status or can I do better? Right? And of course, I do not hope for everyone to go through an emotional impact to change. Right? So logically ask yourself, if I'm not happy where I am and I believe I can be better, I can live the life we want, then I can change. And that's through constant space repetition.
Let's then use the example I might have cited earlier, Eileen. Someone's in debt. So obviously they're not happy with their financial situation. But I'm talking about changing something that they've believed for a long time. How do we go about doing that?
Okay. Constant space repetition is the easiest way to go, right? Just imagine when you were a baby, your parents didn't say, hey kiddo, your name is John. And that's it. Right? You're on your own. Right? It's through constant repetition. The parents tell the kid, hey, your name is John. That's how it is. Repeat and repeat and repeat. And the kid recognizes his or her name, right? So if you want to get out of that, right, one thing is to ask yourself, what can I do today to increase my income? Because you think, if you think about debt all day long, like I say, you become what you think, right? Think about debt all day long, and then how you're going to feel.
And how miserable you are, and so on. Okay.
Yes. So you're going to do a downward spiral, right? You're going to feel miserable, you don't know what to do, right? So the first thing first, something very simple, is just ask yourself, what can I do to increase my income? That's a logical idea, right?
What if the thought is, what can I do to reduce my debt? Still in the negative space?
Still you'll be in the negative space because you're focusing on something that's negative and you become what you think about all day long.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's good
so
to
So how
be
it's phrased is also very important.
Very important.
Okay.
Yes.
This has a lot to do with positive affirmation type skills as well.
Yes.
The sticking a post-it note on your mirror, I am great. I'm that kind of repetition maybe.
Repetition helps as well. But we also want to go deep inside whereby you have an emotions and the desire of why you want it. Right? Getting out of debt is easy. But why do you want? Why do you want that? Like, why do you want extra money? I mean, money at the end of the day is just a universal measurement. It's in exchange for an experience, something that you want. So once you understand what is it for, and then you're more excited about it, and then when you read the affirmation, you're like, oh, I'm going to do it. And then you're going to start believing it, right? You're going to feel good and then start taking action.
Do you think some people are more predisposed a certain way, so this kind of help is more effective for them?
Predisposed.
The whole, I'm a pessimistic person versus I'm an optimistic person.
Definitely, if someone say I'm more pessimistic versus optimistic, someone who's optimistic tend to have better results. I mean, a happy person attract happy friends.
Look at what you're thinking about, right?
Yeah. So, for a start, as long as you have that desire that you want it, and you're willing to put in the effort, right? That's a good start, right? And then the next thing you actually need to do is actually make a decision that you do want it. Yeah. So there are three elements to it.
Eileen, let's use a slightly happier example, okay. if you will. So yes. you're at a job and you want a promotion.
Yes.
Perhaps over time you felt, hey, you know, other people who are less qualified seem to be getting this promotion over me.
Mm.
How can we go about changing some sort of bias that's obviously rooted in the subconscious that's stopping you from getting the promotion?
Okay. So in that subconscious mind, what's planted inside is also what we call a self-image. The inner self-image, not the one that you see on the outside, how you dress, but the one that's within you. Okay? So if you do want that promotion, you need to ask yourself, do I believe that I'm worthy of it? When you start to look at someone else, you're like, oh, why can that person get it? Why can't I? You see, there's something within you that you don't believe. And again, that goes back to the subconscious mind, whereby if you believe you're worthy, you don't really care what's happening out there. It makes sense?
Yes, it's the Chinese saying, right? If you keep comparing to other people, you actually may die. Quote unquote, probably translating it really badly. So what does a course with you at Thoughts Equal Results look like? What are you doing exactly with people?
So how I work with my clients is over a period of 6 months. We were talking about beliefs, habits, and these have been deeply rooted since day zero, the day we were born.
You reckon 6 months is enough to unroot them?
Yes. So it's a very systematic approach, right? 6 months for some, it may seem so far stretched, like, is it possible? So we work on something really simple over the next 6 months. Just tell me where you are right now, so we understand what your current beliefs, current paradigm, and let me know where you want to be. And we only work with two goals at a time. One could be personal goal. I want to have more time with family. I want to have more time for myself. And we also work with a professional goal. I want a career advancement. I want to step out and start up my own business.
So we only or work that promotion with, that we talked about.
Yeah.
Get a raise.
Promotion, raise, anything. So we only work with two goals at a time within a period of 6 months, unraveling where you are, understanding what are some beliefs and paradigms you need to change to get to where you want to be.
There are a lot of these different type of awareness quick fixes that have been bandied about a lot. Mm. Phrases such as paradigm that you talked about, paradigm shift, coming to realizations, for example. How is what you're doing different?
Paradigm, just a recap, is a multitude of habits, our belief system. So a paradigm shift is a change in habits. Realization is about being aware. Right? If I'm aware, I gain a few kilos. Does it mean that I'll change my habit, I'll change my diet? Not necessarily. Or even if I decided that I want to go on a diet, but how many of us actually go through it? Right. Same thing. If your bank account is low, you want to earn more, you say, okay, I've decided I want to learn a few courses on trading, internet marketing. But yet, when they studied on the courses, they don't apply to earn extra income. So what I teach is to create a paradigm shift that's permanent and huge. Right.
It's not a case of like exercise. If you stopped doing it, the muscle will atrophy. Do you have to keep at it?
Yes. It's like staying healthy. It's a daily commitment. I always say to my clients, you don't eat healthy in your 20s and eat junk in your 30s. Right. It's the daily consistency that you put in. It's not a lot of effort. That's why the first 6 months is really good. Once you see that transformation, that how easy it can be. And then you're like, oh, if it's that easy... No, it's not difficult. It's always like that first few months when you want to lose that few kilos, to go to the gym 3 times a week, get into that intensity. And after that, it's just, oh, okay, once a week, we maintain. And then it gets easy.
Eileen, tell us earlier you talked about how in that 6 months with your clients, you only deal with two problems. One might be a personal, one might be a professional. Mm. It doesn't matter the severity of the problem.
So it depends, as long as the person wants it badly enough and the desire is strong and they're willing to put in the effort. That's the criteria. And then the third one is that after they establish their desire, their willingness, they have to make a committed decision. Not just a decision, but a committed one. You know, like Dr. Kenneth Blanchard, he said, there's a difference between interested and committed in creating the life you want. Interested means you do whatever is convenient. When you're committed, you do whatever it takes. You only accept results, no excuses.
I mean, some might be concerned when we head into the area of the mind that painful memories may come up, things that may be challenging to face.
Yes.
Some childhood trauma, for example.
Yes.
When that happens, how do you deal with it?
We actually try not to go into it. If you look at it, a trauma has has surfaced. If you go back to it, you only want to discover more pain, right? And life is pretty short. So I tell my clients, you can make a decision whereby we can go all the way back to understand where all this pain come from. Or why not we make it easier and just tell me what you want, right? It's much easier, it's more fun, right? I'd rather work with your pleasure than pull out a pain.
And you can find out more at thoughtsequalresults.com. That's thoughtsequalresults.com. Eileen Chiang is founder there. Eileen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.